Hi, what I'm hearing is that this explains why we say, I'll know what I need to know when I need to know it.
Indeed. Because immediate intuition is always happening. So the wonderful thing about your life is that as you move around, or as you follow the illusion of movement around, what happens is you get presented with an idea either because of external circumstances presenting you with their presence, and then you think about those, and then the noticing of them. In fact, there's a big feedback loop that happens. You see something, you notice how you feel about it, you decide if you like that. It all happens in a very, very quick moment. But along the way, you're communicating with infinite intelligence, as you're always doing. It's serving up ideas and thoughts. And at that moment, when you see the sunrise after the long, lengthy night, once the sun has risen, as it is rising, as the sky is beginning to get lighter and lighter and lighter, you're beginning to notice the difference, for example, between the darkness of the night and the increasing lightness of the day. And the contrast gets, as the sun is rising, as the earth is turning, the contrast gets clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer. And so shadowy objects now take on solid form. And that's a very good example right there of exactly what happens. If you've ever sat, by the beach and watched the sunrise or watched the sunset, and you see the difference between the sharp outline of objects under the noon sky versus what happens when the sun is below the horizon and the sky is getting darker and darker and darker, and there's less and less ambient light. Things begin to get shadowy and dark, and that's not a bad thing. It's just that your eyes are no longer dependable, and not in the way they were when the light was in the sky. So at that moment, you know exactly what to do. So, for example, whereas before, if you were on the beach, you would just walk around, sort of glancing down from time to time to make sure you don't step on a jellyfish or whatever. And you would just walk around in the bright sunshine. But at night, you're going to walk more tenderly. And the contrast is clarifying because now you're going to be wanting to make sure that each step you pay attention to what the sand feels like underneath your feet. Because now you have your sense of touch and you don't really have your sense of sight. And that means that you'll know what to do at exactly the right time in exactly the right way. It doesn't seem to mean anything when the light is in the sky and you're thinking about walking down the beach in pitch black darkness. You can't even really begin to figure out what you would do because right then all you're doing is looking at what it looks like and you're seeing the light and you're seeing this sharp contrast that happens because the sun is in the sky. When the sun is no longer in the sky, all you have are, the nerve endings on the bottoms of your feet and other senses that aren't just necessarily defined by the five physical ones. But you tune in differently. So the kind of contrast that you're using is different. So in other words, what you know at that moment is different than what you can imagine from where you're sitting when the sun is in the sky. And that is what it means. I know I will know exactly what to do at the right time in the right way. Likewise, if we turn the story upside down and you're sitting in the dark waiting for the light to shine, you can't really imagine, okay, where am I going to go? Because you know, and in that instance, you really do know. You know, as you're sitting there on a log or on a rock waiting for the sun to rise, you know that you're not really going to move until the sun has risen because you don't really know where to go because you can't see anything. And that's probably gets right down to the point in a much better way when we take it out of the stark reality difference between the 12 hours of sunlight and the 12 hours of dark and get to more subtle things like, I'm going to be driving down this road looking for this particular shop, but I don't know quite where it is. The contrast there is a lot more subtle. And you can then take it even further to more subtle places like, I'm going to show up on Monday or on Tuesday. And I'm going to do this thing, but I don't really know what that's going to be like. And there it's really subtle and very muddled. And then, but however, you can use the exact same principle as you would have had on the log in the dark which is, I'm in the dark about this topic. I don't really know what's going to happen because it isn't Tuesday.
Right.
But
right.
I will know once the light of Tuesday has arrived. I will know exactly what to do at that time, in that place, in that way. So yes, indeed, a very, very good example, precisely, of how you always know what is exactly right for you at the right time in the right way.
Well, that was wonderful. Thank you very much.
So, shall we leave you with that then?
Yes, thank you.
And we thank you. A powerful, powerful, delicious topic indeed.